wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, freedom, justice, and equality here and now on this earth. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. This is for the recording date of Sunday, August the 11th, 2013. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind of Satan. We endeavor daily to destroy the demonic mind. We want to climb up and out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and families. Warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, division, colonialism, slavery, exploitation. We want to climb up out of that mind and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. As we climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, we will see that as poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white oppressed masses of the proletariat peoples of the earth, we must come together. We should come together. We should endeavor to come together, to work together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I pray that the Most High continues to bless such beautiful Sister Venice and her family and her children. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Now let's give praises to the Almighty. Praises are due to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, 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 we get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. That is Yahweh as the Almighty Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word. African Hebrew language is the mother-father language of the African Arabic language. African Hebrew, African Aramaic are the mother-father languages of the African Arabic language. In the African Hebrew language, you may find Allah under the number 5927. And Allah is the ascender, he who raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, affecting our very lives, empowering us, causing us to exceed and go beyond this wicked system and the knowledge of this wicked system, that we may excel and create and recreate and implement the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, the same Almighty Father known as Amen. Scientific word having to do with the hidden, an unseen sacred masculine power, dark matter, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Father, the Spirit of the Almighty One, that hidden and unseen sacred masculine behind all things. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grandfather. We also pause to give thanks and praises to the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, in the African Hebrew language, mother, the word mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we say Yahweh, Yehovah, Yahuwah, Yahweh. Putting that together with Yahweh, we say Yahweh Aim. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses also refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of conceiving. So Yahweh, Yahuwah, is an African Hebrew scientific word that teaches us the law of birth, that no birth without father and mother, Yahweh, the existing one, the living one, the one through whom we are born, the one through whom all comes into existence. No life without father and mother. So Yahweh is father and mother, existence giving birth to existence. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom found under the number, I believe, 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Chokmah. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine and one of her titles are wisdom, chokmah. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that our Mother Holy Spirit conceived. There's that word conceived. Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of universe, mother of the universe, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title, Mother Holy Spirit's name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. Now the word Kadosh is the word in the African Hebrew language for a sanctified, living, holy entity. Ruach, which is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 7307. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Ruach is feminine because spirit in the African Hebrew mind, African Hebrew science is feminine. Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Ilah, spelled with an I-L-L-A-H. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Ilah, Ilah, Ha'il, Allah. You hear Ilah and you hear Allah. Ilah is our mother. Allah is our father. Properly understood, none but our mother, Ilah, and our father, Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood, in the name of our mother, Ilah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, Ilah, mother Ilah, is also an African Hebrew word found, I believe, under the number 5931. Ilah has to do with circumstance and occurrence. And you have all, she is the feminine counterpart of Father Allah. But you also have Olah, Olah, spelled with an O, around 5930. She is the ascender, Mama Holy Spirit, the ascender under the title Olah. Then you get to Ilah, Illah, that word you find in the African Arabic language, and Illah has to do with occurrence. So the ascender, Mother Holy Spirit, as Olah and Illah, the ascender who raises us up into her mind of supreme wisdom, that we may with that supreme wisdom overcome and excel, go beyond the wisdom of this wicked system, and then we are enabled to implement, create, recreate the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet. Sometimes it's pronounced Amet. Amenet. That sacred feminine power, dark matter, the Almighty, hidden and unseen one. That sacred feminine power, hidden and unseen power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua, Yahushua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but believe this truth. Christ has this day been revealed and manifested within the personality of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. When you and I go into the definitions of the words Yahshua Christus, Yahshua Messiah, and understand that Yahshua means, is defined as health, wealth, and prosperity. The people, the masses of the people, are in need of health. That's a human right, a God-goddess right. Wealth, prosperity of the universe, that's your divine right. No one has the right to block you from accessing your divine right to accessing the wealth and prosperity of the universe, of the sun, moon, stars, and this divine planet Earth, this divine creation. No one has the right to block your access, having equal access to everything under the sun. So because the wicked ruling class and ruling families have night and day worked to block the poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, and white, from having equal access to land, wealth, resources, territory, healthcare, living wage job, everything under the sun, because the wicked ruling class, through their wicked puppets, the presidents and prime ministers, through warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, through colonialism, slavery, exploitation, these have been the implementations that have blocked the masses of the proletariat, peoples of the earth, poor working class, peoples of the earth, blocking our equal access to land, wealth, resources, to health, wealth, and prosperity. What is needed? Deliverance. Yahshua means deliverance. Psalm 82 tells us we must deliver the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked oppressor ruling class and ruling families. Deliverance and liberty. Also, liberty is related to liberation. So we're talking liberation theology. If you call yourself a preacher of Yahshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ, and you and we don't preach liberation, we're not really preaching. Liberty, that word liberty has to do in the African Hebrew language, or is it the Greek language? I forget which. But when you research that word liberty, it has to do with the blocking of the blessings. You see, the other gods, the other Elohim, These wicked ruling class and ruling families who follow the other Elohim, the demons, the jinn in the Quran, demons in the Bible, these wicked ones who follow such wicked mentality, they have blocked the blessings of the universe from flowing equally to the masses of the people. So Yahshua is that name that we go into the definitions and live Yahshua, become Yahshua. Yahshua also means vengeance. If we continue to disobey the universe, if we continue to disobey the Most High, if we continue to participate in this wicked system of death, hell, and destruction, and hatred, and animosity, and enmity between poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, the power of the Most High, Yahuwah, will take vengeance upon us. Because why? Because this system is anti-existence. This system is anti-life. This system goes against life. And so if you go against life, then you suffer the vengeance of life on your head, because you go after death against life. And the very act of going after death brings death upon our heads. So we must understand that we have to obey the Most High and love one another, take care of one another, fight this system, raise up each other into the knowledge of the Most High. If we refuse to do that, then we suffer vengeance. And so we have to preach this reality and warn ourselves and warn the wicked ones in power and warn the wicked puppets who do the bidding of the wicked ruling class. All of them are the other gods. All of them are the other Elohim. These are the demons and the jinn. But you and I are the righteous Elohim, the righteous gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, who are here to do the bidding of the Most High. Now, that word Christ, the purpose of Christ, Luke 4 and 18, is to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. This is our mission. This is our job. Christ, the anointing and the power. That word, when you go into the etymological roots of Christos, you come to see and understand that we're looking at quantum physics, quantum mechanics. We come to understand, and I'm setting up my scripture in the book of Revelation, because we're going to get into the book of Revelation. We come to understand that Adam, male and female, the image of the invisible God, Goddess, the Most High, and the image of the invisible universe, having the Most High and the universe within ourselves as Adam, male and female, and manifesting such reality, earth, air, fire, and water, and universe, and the Spirit of the Most High, all within this physical structure that we call our human body, including the mind and the psyche. The word for that in the Dogon was the Pope, that seed of the Most High. And Charles Finch, you must look at this video online by Charles Finch. I will have it in my summary page. The Dogon, talking about the Pope, which was the seed of the Almighty Father, in the egg of the Almighty Mother Emeya, bursting forth invisibly with light and sound, but invisibly, having the whole of the universe within itself as the most infinitesimal particle of the universe, the Pope, spiraling in spherical, circular type motion, and then manifesting into physical material reality. Now, the European scientists refer to the pole as the atom. And the atom sounds like the Adam. So the European scientists talk about the atom and how that most infinitesimal particle, related to protons and neutrons and electrons, having the whole of the universe encapsulated within itself, and then spiraling in spherical circular motion, and you have the expanse of the universe coming into manifestation in the physical realm. Well, the Pope and the atom and the atom and Christ are all one and the same. All one and the same, but different languages. The European scientists won't give credit to the African Hebrews and the African Dogons for that scientific knowledge. Now, this means you and I are the atom, and the Christ spirit in human flesh. We are that power and anointing, and the purpose for our being in the earth realm is to uphold the tenets of the Most High, to stand with one another and defeat this wicked Babylon system. Jeremiah 1 and 5. The Most High knew you and me before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. That is before consummation. The Most High knew each and every one of us, had full and complete relationship when you research that word knew in the African Hebrew language. And in Psalm 8, we see that man was made a little lower than the angels. That means put in human flesh. Human flesh has limitations. So made a little lower than the angels. We began with the Most High in time immemorial, but we are made lower than the angels for what purpose in the human realm, in this physical realm? To rule creation. Read Psalm 8. We are here to rule creation, but a wicked one has blocked us from that reality of ruling creation. Yahshua is liberation. Then we see that in Hebrews, Christ is made a little lower than the angels and given the power to rule creation. That's not just as you say Christ, that's you and me. We are the Christ spirit. We are the power and anointing in human flesh. We are Haile'i, Selassie'i, the might and power and glory of the Holy Trinity in human flesh. Hebrews again tells us man made lower than the angels and the glory of God given power to rule creation. So we see again, man is Christ. Man is atom. Man and woman, male and female are Christ, atom, the pole, and Adam. And the reason why we are here, Hebrews once again says Christ petitioned the Most High for a body to come into the earth realm to do the bidding of the Most High, which means to stand up for the tenets, principles, and characteristics and attributes of Yahweh. Yahweh, that word in the African Hebrew language that means existing one, existence and life, existence and life for the whole of the human family. Existence and life all in and through the universe. When we study this universe scientifically, we continue to learn more and more about the power and anointing of life. So Christos, Christ spirit, Christ anointing and power is you and me and us. And so we must get up and be about the business of Yahweh, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. All of that to set up the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. We're yet dealing with these letters to the churches in what they refer to as Asia Minor. Most scholars say written by Paul to the churches in Asia Minor and showing us various, I believe it's seven letters, showing us seven characteristics, seven attributes, seven prophecies concerning how we are living today. Whether you call yourself a Christian, a Muslim, a Hindu, a Baptist, a Buddhist, a Zoroaster, a Rastafari, a Hebrew, a Jew, whatever if you call yourself a communist, if you call yourself a socialist, if you think yourself to be an atheist, we have said what that really means, to be anti these other gods. To be a true atheist is not to disbelieve the power of the Most High, but to reject the other Elohim, the demons and the jinn, those wicked spirits who bid us to do wickedly, the gods and goddesses of the state that is under the wicked influence of evil forces, Satan and the demons. That's what a true atheist is, not anti the Most High. A true anarchist is one who is against wicked rulership, wicked leadership, that archy part, democracy, plutocracy, oligarchy, that CY portion, CHY or CY has to do with rule. Plutocracy has to do with the rule of the wealthy, wickedness. Oligarchy, the rule of the few, wickedness. The few wealthy are wicked. So we don't go after these Elohim, demons. We don't go after such rulership. So we are anarchists in the truest sense of the word. And that does not mean we don't want any structure, but we want a righteous structure. Agnostic. Is that anti all knowledge? No. But anti-knowledge being used in a wicked fashion and a wicked form and in a wicked way to kill and destroy. We are the true knowers of the truth. And as true knowers of the truth, we cannot tolerate people, wicked Elohim, the wicked Elohim, the demonic Elohim, using knowledge and wisdom to destroy the people. And it is knowledge without wisdom, because to use knowledge to destroy is to have knowledge and no wisdom. That's a true agnostic. So these seven letters to the seven churches, giving us different aspects of ourselves. We are now going into verse 14, chapter 3, book of Revelation. And it says, and unto the church, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Let's go ahead and take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.